Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Inner Voice Intuitive Hour with your host, Jenny Seek.
Hi, folks. This is Jenny Seek, and this is your weekly forum for connecting with your intuitive process, all things metaphysical, and honoring and recognizing your soul self. Thanks for tuning in, and enjoy the ride.
Hi there, everybody. Thanks for listening to Inner Voice Intuitive Hour this Wednesday night. I am so excited about the show this Wednesday. I just came up with the idea earlier today. For folks who are not familiar with Inner Voice Intuitive Hour, this is a forum for people who are interested in the intersection, that is the interrelationship between intuition, intention setting, manifestation, and imagination. So if those topics are of interest to you, you are definitely in the right place and you're in for a treat tonight. If you've never listened to Inner Voice before, I encourage you to check out the show, check out the archives. There are 3 years of archives on everything from chakras to animal totem work to self-psychology, dreams, angels, all sorts of metaphysical and spiritual topics for you to just dive into that are real juicy. And I encourage you to check that out, as well as checking out the show, the channel with Insights Radio. I do this show for a wonderful gentleman named Iggy and his sister Rosa, and they have a wonderful program in their own right with Insights. On Monday nights at, I believe, 6 o'clock. And I was lucky enough to be able to start doing this show for Iggy. I was on his radio show about 3 years ago one night, shaking in my boots. And at the end of the show, he said, "Would you like to do your own show?" And I just jumped at the chance because how exciting. I mean, we're changing the world with all of these intuitive ways of knowing things and growing. And what better way to have a platform to share with people, all sorts of people who are interested in building this new energy in the world. So hats off to Iggy for creating the show and for creating the space to have this forum. If you have not listened to Inner Voice Intuitive before, definitely share your pretty shiny picture with Inner Voice so we know that you're following the show. That way you can get updates from the channel and from my show, and you'll know what's coming up in the future. Coming up next week is my friend and client and wonderful all-around wise woman, Jen Duchenne. Jen has a show in her own right all about being an outspoken, creative, vibrant woman. And I was lucky enough to be on her show, I guess it was about a couple months back now, and she is returning the favor. So she will be sharing all of the work that she does with Akashic Records, with Feng Shui, and I just really can't wait to have a wonderful conversation with her next week. In the new year, Bree Saucy will be on, and also Kanta Bosniak will be on. These are wonderful, wonderful women solopreneurs who do amazing work around allowing us to value our spiritual self. So I'm really excited to have these women on in the new year, and there'll be some more surprises coming up. I do encourage you to check out and follow my pages on Facebook, Inner Voice Intuitive Tarot Guidance, and also Sacred Bracelets. I want to share, though, the idea for tonight's show, because I'm so excited to share with you this list of books that have just really inspired and delighted and kind of shaped my journey, my metaphysical journey. And so I want to share those with you. And I'm just going to get started, so I encourage you to grab a cup of something hot and good and just, you know, hunker down. And I'm going to share some of these books with you that have inspired me on my journey, because I wasn't always a metaphysical person. I grew up in a family that was very head over heart, that was very logical in their heart, but really just didn't know how to be. And so I had to go my own way and in my own direction, and I had to, you know, kind of figure out what was true for me. And I'm very intuitive by nature, and I think that intuition grew also as a byproduct of the family that I grew up in, because that was a place where I could excel. So in the very beginning of my journey, the way I first got introduced to metaphysics was through Wayne Dyer. And I encourage you to check out Wayne Dyer. He is a wonderful, very practical metaphysical person who just really breaks it down for you and is very grounded in his presentation of material. So if some of this stuff is new to you and you're excited about it, you know, it really jazzes you, it really makes you buzz, but you need some ground, you need some stability, some practical ways to use this stuff, Wayne Dyer is a great place to start. Then also, I would definitely recommend Doreen Virtue. I myself was a little bit skeptical about Doreen's work initially, because growing up in the family I did, angels were pretty wild and out there. But she talks all about connecting with your angelic energies. She talks about the five clairs and really helped me grow at a time when I was preparing to do something pretty big in my life. And she really helped me grow this idea of how to use my intuition. Her work on the five clairs, clairsentience, claircognizance, clairaudience, clairvoyance, and I can't remember the other one, are amazing. If you are at the very beginning of your journey and you're just figuring out what your intuition looks like and how to use it, her work on the five clairs is just really, really fascinating and will open you up in new ways. So I encourage you to check that out. One of the amazing books that I read that literally changed my life was Witchcraft, How to Get What You Really Want by Barbara Scher. And this book is all about how to figure out what it is you want and then how to make it happen. Barbara has an amazing way of creating this web in her book that talks about the goal is the center of the web, and then everything that you have to do that are antecedents to it are in outside bubbles, and she shows you how to get to the middle. This was how I got into my graduate program. I made one of these webs. I was terrified at that point in my life, and I made one of these webs, which she shares with you, and I colored it with all the colors of the chakras so I could figure out what chakra was activated when I did each one of these activities getting closer to my goal, which was getting into my graduate program. And as I did this, I was also able to notice what I was procrastinating about, because I could see which chakras I was ignoring. What you do is you just make these bubbles being your goal as being the center, and then spokes leading out to each thing. The first thing that you have to do to make it happen, the second thing you have to do with the source thing in the very, very center. And then you just fill in the date that you do it. And it's amazing. You can put a map up on your wall and you can see, you know, and you fill in all the little bubbles with the different chakra colors for chakra work. So you can pick up a really simple book on chakra work and figure out, you know, your first chakra has to do with grounding, your second chakra has to do with connecting with the senses, your third chakra has to do with accessing your will, your fourth chakra has to do with expressing your love, your fifth chakra has to do with your expressing your voice and being authentic in saying what your needs are. Your sixth chakra has to do with your intuition, and your seventh chakra finally has to do with your connection with divinity. So if you have anything that you're like really got on the agenda that's scaring you and inspiring you at the same time, you can use this system. I've used it with clients. It's amazing. So anyway, I really encourage you to check out her book, How to Get What You Really Want. It's fabulous. Next, I was very, very intrigued by the idea of the archetypal wild woman, Clarissa Pinkola Estes' book, Women Who Run with the Wolves, Myths and Stories of the Wild Woman Archetype, is really a powerful, potent read. It takes us through different cultures all over the world and talks about their myths and stories, about connecting with the wild nature, the untamed nature, the wise nature in each woman. And it helps us move into a place where we start to imagine ourselves differently. We start to imagine who we are in the world as less being about coiffed and fitting in and, you know, this sort of thing, and more about really, really rising up and figuring out how to share ourselves authentically and how to be who we really, really are in the world and how to allow that wild connection with our inner self, with our creative self, with our natural self to lead, to get to speak to us a little. So I really encourage you, if you like stories, cultural stories, if you like myths, if you like folklore, and if you like, you know, going underneath it and digging into why, how the folklore works on a sociological level, this Women Who Run With the Wolves is just an absolute must. Then one of the things that was particularly intriguing to me in my life, and probably one of the first ways that I connected with my intuition, was through the work of dreams. I got very into it in my early 20s, doing a lot of dream work. I made a lot of dream tapes. I tracked my dreams. I had a lot of nightmares, which was part of the reason that I got so invested in working with dreams. One of the books that is just a really amazing and creative way of looking at your dreams is Pathway to Ecstasy, The Way of the Dream Mandala. Jung did a lot of work on working with mandalas and how mandalas represent this collective consciousness, this moving through and shifting energy into the community and the space of the creative. And I love the way that Patricia Garfield has us take all of the repeating symbols in our dreams and create a wonderful dream mandala. And it's really an interactive book, so you're taking the images that show up in your dreams again and again and really letting them inspire you and creating drawings. And I just cannot emphasize the beauty and the power and the creativity in this book. So I encourage you to check out Pathway to Ecstasy, Bring the Wonder and Sensuality of Your Dreams into Your Waking Life. And I can't say enough about that bridging mechanism, you know, that idea of bridging what our unconscious, what is uncollected in our unconscious into our waking life. And she really, really helps you to do that with this book. Another really, really great read is Witches, Midwives, and Nurses, A History of Women Healers. This gets into kind of a political way of looking at the witch burnings in terms of the way that women were really oppressed and how afraid the dominant culture was of women's power. And this is written by Barbara Ehrenreich. She was one of the women who worked on Ms. Magazine and Deirdre English. And this is just, if you've ever wondered about women and how empowered and how connected they are with their intuition and how that power gets usurped and made bad or made scary, and how they get disempowered as a byproduct of that. Witches, midwives, and nurses will blow your mind. It will really, really make you see the suppression, the role that women have played differently, and make you see that to a certain extent there's a certain sector of the population that really is uncomfortable with women being their own people. So I really encourage you to check out Witches, Midwives, and Nurses by Barbara Ehrenreich and Deirdre English. On to my favorite tarot book. I teach tarot classes, and anyone who's taken my tarot classes know that I am particularly drawn to archetypal ways of looking at things, the way we tell stories in our lives, the archetypes, the overarching themes and symbols that show up for us in our lives. Spiritual tarot is the absolute cornerstone of my class. I ask everyone to get it. It's got a pink cover. It's a beautiful book. It's got a really pretty cover. That's why I said it has a pink cover, because it's just a really pretty cover. But let's see here. And my book is so worn that the cover is half off. So I got to get you the authors of this one, and let me find them here because they were on the cover and my cover is gone. So let's see here. Eccles, Signe E., Mueller, Robert E., and Thompson, Sandra. Okay. Those are the people who wrote this book, and I really encourage you to take a look at it. Some of the books that came out that were all about Tarot were really about, you know, kind of a black and white, especially in the 1970s, were a black and white way of looking at the cards. The card was either all good or all bad. The thing that's so wonderful about Spiritual Tarot is it talks about each card as a lesson, an opportunity, and a gift of greater awareness. So each card, they go through and they talk about the chakras. They go through and they talk about the primary symbols, but they always talk about the opportunity within each card. And I can't say enough good about Spiritual Tarot. On to Meeting the Mad Woman, Empowering the Feminine Spirit, Breaking Through Fear and Destructive Patterns to a Balanced and Creative Life. This is a little bit like Clarissa Pinkola Estes' book, except it draws less on myths and more on underlying archetypes. It's by Linda Shearse Leonard. It's a fabulous book. It helps you to figure out archetypally where you identify with these feminine archetypes, what archetypes you identify with, where your shadow is that is scarier content in your life versus where you shine, where your persona is, where the energy of your authentic self is. She goes through chapters. I'll just read a couple. Mad Mothers, Mad Daughters, Caged Bird, The Muse, The Rejected Lover, The Bag Lady. So if you're going, wow, you know, and you're getting a hit inside of you as I read these titles, I can't emphasize how wonderful this book is and how it made me see who I am as a woman as more multifaceted as opposed to more flat like the culture wants us to see or identify with one particular symbol, but we really are many at different stages in our life, and I really love her work for that. I can't say enough good about the book Focusing. Anyone who's worked with me for counseling or even for doing intuitive readings knows that I really draw on a kind of a somatic way of working with the body. Focusing is a wonderful little book. It's by Eugene Gendlin, and it is about how to not go into the most emotional place in yourself, because sometimes the most emotional place in yourself isn't a place that's real useful to be in order to move forward. He goes through and he talks about how you can set all of the different parts of your life, all of the different things that you have to do aside and move into a place of kind of scooping up the core of what's going on with the situation. And then through what he calls a felt sense, which is a sense of what the issue is about, and a felt shift, he helps you to move through into a new place of greater awareness and clarity in yourself. This work is wonderful. You can work it with a therapist. I've worked it with many of my clients. You can also do it on your own. It's a little tiny bitty book, 125 pages, and you can read it in one sitting, and it will change the way that you approach problem solving, will change the way you approach getting to know yourself. So I really encourage you to check out Focusing by Eugene Gendlin. I'm going to move on to a book that literally changed my life. I have a dear friend who I talk to on the phone periodically. She just seems to call at the right times, and we don't particularly get together outside of our phone calls, but she's always offering me these wonderful, wonderful crumbs, wonderful, magical breadcrumbs that help me to find a more spiritual center in myself. She recommended a book called Extraordinary Knowing, Science, Skepticism, and the Inexplicable Powers of the Human Mind by Elizabeth Mayer. This book changed my life. I was getting ready to go on a trip to Turkey, which, if you've ever been to another country, it often shifts the way that you see yourself, because the way people approach the world and life and the questions in the world are different when we go to different countries. So, and I was lucky enough to go with a group of people who were practicing Sufis. So that really changed the way that I saw my world and what was important and allowed me to shift a lot of things. The premise of the book is that we live in a culture that is very, very ego-based, and because of that, there is a certain amount of intolerance toward an intuitive way of seeing things. Powerful, powerful story in the beginning of the book is this man who is a surgeon, and he, one of his students asks him in class, how, if you know before someone is going to die, before they're going to transition. And he says, yes. And the guy says, well, how do you know? And he can't tell him, because the way he knows is that he can just sense it. He can feel the energy leaving the body. But since this isn't a scientific way of looking at it, it isn't valued. And she goes on and talks about how we devalue our intuitive knowing and how we've done this, and even how we've done it in the United States more than in Europe. It's a fascinating, fascinating read. Extraordinary Knowing, Science, Skepticism, and the Inexplicable Powers of the Human Mind. It will really delight you, I believe. Moving on, How to Be an Adult, A Handbook of Psychological and Spiritual Integration. I thought I had How to Be an Adult in Relationships. That's the one that I had wanted to share. But all of David Rico's books are amazing. I was lucky enough to get to hear him speak when I was in school. Anybody who's struggling in relationships and struggling with our model of romantic love and, you know, this whole idea that the person should just come to our beck and call all of the time, and we're struggling with, you know, how to be in relationship in an intimate relationship with another person, how to get our needs met, how to not get embroiled in small things and power struggles, how to return to ourself instead of return to the other, and how not to lose ourself. You know, there's a tendency in us to either be more flight-related or more fight-related. Usually in a relationship, one person pursues in an argument and the other one retreats. This helps us understand which role we play and how to both come to the table. It's a powerful, powerful reading. It's based on Buddhist principles. David Rico, How to Be an Adult in Relationships. On to The Inner World of Trauma. This book changed the way that I felt about my dream life. I've always been a very, very active dreamer. Any of you out there who are very active dreamers probably feel a lot in your dream life, maybe do a lot of intuiting or magical work in your dream life, and perhaps have felt that your dreams have a preternatural or very, very powerful energy to them that's very volatile, that's very activating, that can be very, very positive and magical, but can also be very scary. A lot of times that's a byproduct of what we've grown up in our family, things that have traumatized us, things that have been difficult for us. Donald Kalshid in The Inner World of Trauma, Archetypal Defenses of the Personal Spirit. If you are an active dreamer and you don't know what to do with the extra energy in your dreams, I totally encourage you to read this book. This book will change the way you look at dreams. It will change the way you look at yourself. It will help you to see even the more difficult dream presentations, dream energies as a gift, and as a protector, as a way that you were protected in your life. I definitely have had this experience directly. I really, really encourage you to read this book. It'll knock your socks off. It's amazing. The Inner World of Trauma, Archetypal Defenses of the Personal Spirit. I also want to mention a book called, by David Levine, called Waking the Tiger. For anybody who's interested in either clinically or interested in doing their own work with trauma, this is about empowering yourself during the trauma. It is based on shamanic principles. It's powerful, powerful work. there's a tendency sometimes to want in talk therapy to go way too far into the actual details of the trauma, and a lot of times this can re-traumatize people, it can be disempowering to them. Usually the most important thing in terms of how someone feels about themselves as they work through trauma is how they were able to empower themselves when they experienced the traumatic experience. And this book helps you reframe the whole process so you can figure out how you survived the trauma and what helped you to survive the trauma. It's a wonderful, wonderful book. David Levine, I don't have that one in front of me, Waking the Tiger. Okay. I cannot not complete this hour without talking about Ted Andrews. Ted Andrews' work is seminal. It's amazing. It's wonderful. I owe a lot of my own connections with my guides and my angels and my helpers to Ted Andrews' work. If you really identify and connect with more shamanic principles, more nature-based way of looking at your spiritual path, he's wonderful. He has animal wise, animal spirit, the spirit language, and signs of nature. The thing that I love about Ted Andrews' work is he talks about the idea that we have this totem pole, and the totem pole represents all of the chakras in our body. So he equates each chakra as having a totem animal. And this is just such powerful work, because a lot of times when I get too caught up in overthinking things or, you know, analyzing or getting too logical, you know, this sort of thing, I can just call on my animal helper that's associated with a particular chakra. And this work is just wonderful. He also talks about noticing the different energies and the different ways that the animals live, and noticing them in terms of opportunities and lessons in your own life. And I can't say enough good about Ted Andrews. Unfortunately, he passed away several years ago, but his work will live on because it is just beautiful. So check him out. Let's see, moving on. Inner Work by Robert A. Johnson, Using Dreams and Active Imagination for Personal Growth. Robert Johnson does a lot of Jungian work, a lot of archetypal work, and he talks about how to dialogue with your dream, how to notice each character or symbol in your dream and have a conversation with it. His work is powerful. It's magical. When I was getting ready to go do my graduate work, I had several dreams where I really worked with this bridging function, this idea of taking the gift from the dream and acting it out or creating a product in my waking life. And it's powerful work to do. And it shifts a lot of things energetically for you. It can be very empowering. I had a dream about these snapping turtles, and if I jumped high and jumped into the water and dove down, I could create this little buffer zone around these snapping turtles. And I woke up and I went over to the pool and I started jumping off of the high diving board. And just really, really evoking this idea of taking a spiritual, intellectual, a cognitive, a psychological leap into the imagination. And I imagine these turtles going around and there being a buffer zone and them not being able to get me. And it was powerful, powerful work. So he talks about how to bridge these symbols in your dreams and use them in your waking life. Inner Work by Robert Johnson. Boundaries of the Soul. I know I've talked just very, very briefly about archetypes. And these are stories that we tell in our lives that are symbols that are meaningful for us. If you look at a tarot card deck, they're full of these symbols, the Great Mother, the Empress, the High Priestess, the Emperor, the Chariot, the Hanged Man. All of these represent different stages or expressions of energy in psyche. Some of us tell our stories with a lot of clarity, a lot of purpose, a lot of awareness. We're telling our own authentic story in our world. others of us tell our stories through our culture, through our family. Sometimes we tell these stories too long. They don't hold energy for us anymore, life energy for us anymore. And this is when we're living through an archetypal connection, really our own, or it isn't the best use of our energy. Anyway, Boundaries of the Spirit by June Singer, The Practice of Jung Psychology, is a great starting place if you're interested in Jung and the work he did. It talks about the different kinds of expressions and archetypes, the anima, the animus, the contrasexual energy, the shadow, the persona, the inferior function, all of these terms that Jung uses a lot. June Singer makes them a lot simpler and breaks them down. And if you want a starting place for Jungian psychology, another great one is Carol, what is her name? There's another series, let me go to my Facebook page, because there's an even simpler Jungian kind of primer. And I think that I have that as well. Here, let's see if I can find that as well. Maybe I can't. Oh, that's right, Carol Pearson. The work of Carol Pearson, if you're just at the very, very beginning stages of working with Jung and the work of Jungian psychology, Carol Pearson is a great place. I think The Hero's Journey or The Six Stages of the Hero, that's a great one too. Very simplistic, but it has tests you can take in it that tell you which archetypes you're identifying with are active in your life. I would say, what are they? The innocent, the orphan, the creator, the destroyer, the sage, the fool, the lover, the seeker. So this is a very, very first step in the world of Jungian psychology. Boundaries of the Soul is probably a second step. Both of them are wonderful. Okay, I am going to really quickly take a break here, and I will be back in a minute to share the second part of the show.
Hi, folks. This is your host, Jenny Seek, for Inner Voice Intuitive Hour. You might have just thought I wore one hat, but no. If you're looking for something meaningful and spiritual for the holidays, for yourself or for a special someone, check out Sacred Bracelets Intuitive Designs on Facebook and at my website at sacredbracelets.com. Find something meaningful and special for the special ones in your life. Back to the show.
Okay, that was a spot that I was lucky enough to make with Iggy. I made a couple spots with him, one for the sponsor of the show, John Addison, and then that one is for Sacred Bracelets, my other page. I designed jewelry intuitively for people. Just got an order from a lady today. Can't wait to design her piece. I do encourage you to check out my video on sacred bracelets if you're interested in that work. I designed them intuitively for people to hold energy. Anyway, you heard the commercial. So check that out if you're so inclined on YouTube, and I'd love to design you something special. I guess I didn't need to do that recap because you heard the commercial. But anyway, okay, back to the book list. Boy, this is going pretty fast. I had a whole stack of books, and I wasn't sure how fast this would go, but it is going pretty fast. I also encourage you to check out books like Gifts Differing on the Myers-Briggs if you're interested in the ways that you innately are drawn to do things, whether you're an introvert, an extrovert, a thinker, a feeler, a sensor, an intuitor, or a judger or a perceiver. If you're interested in this kind of work and why you're drawn to doing things a certain way, I encourage you to check out Gifts Differing. Let me see, where is that? So I can give you the name of the person who wrote Gifts Differing. Gifts Differing. Hang on. We'll just pull it up here. The classic work on the 16 major personality types is identified by the Myers-Briggs. They want me to post it on Facebook. Well, I'm not going to do that. By Isabel Briggs-Meyer. So it is by the lady who came up with the only the part of the system that is the judging and the judging and the perceiving function. But check her book out. Also, The Seat of the Soul by Gary Zukav is amazing. He really does some wonderful work around the idea of the pain body and how big your pain body is. The Family Crucible, let me see who that is by. The Family Crucible is all about how we function in families, the roles we take on in families, the kinds of families we have. Are we families that turn in and there are a lot of secrets and we don't want anyone in the outside world to know? Or are we families where we go out and there isn't enough of a family bond? So that's some really, really interesting work by Augustus Napier and Carl Whitaker. If you're interested in family work. Let's see here. I wasn't even going to go into these ones in my Facebook page, but I guess I will because I probably have some I can share with you, and I may not have enough that I've picked up off my shelf. Oh, Women's Ways of Knowing. That's a wonderful, wonderful book, too. If you're figuring out how it is you learn and how you grow and what kinds of opportunities have been open to you and how comfortable you've been in terms of how you think, how comfortable it's been for you to think on your own versus if you think the way that the culture does, or it's not okay for you to think on your own. Women's Ways of Knowing is an amazing, amazing book all about how we understand our world around us and how we come to do and feel and be in the world based on how we know things in the world. And that is by Goldberger, Clinchy, Belenke, and Terul. Mary Field Belenke, Nancy Rule Goldberger, Jill Matak Terul, and Blythe McVicker Clinchy. If you are interested in the ways you understand things as a woman and what's been available to you and what it's been okay for you to know and not know, that's a wonderful, wonderful book. Okay, moving on to, and it really, really helped me to understand how I grew beyond my family, my family's definition of what was right and what was true. Moving on here to Eastern Body, Western Mind, I talked a little bit about the chakras earlier on. Psychology in the Chakra System is a Path to the Self. Anna Diajudis' work is amazing. I try to get her on the show. I'm still going to try. She almost accepted. If you're interested in color, if you're interested in the connection with your body, if you're interested in the idea of the chakras, this book is, I would say, the Bible of chakras. I mean, it goes into how we respond in certain chakra situations, how our body holds energy, how our hearts hold energy, how our minds hold energy, how we can heal ourselves, how we get stuck in certain places in our chakra, how we stay in one place at the expense of growing. And it talks about the developmental stages of the chakras. It talks about affirmations that go along with each chakra. It talks about the issues that show up with each chakra and the location in the body. And when we have issues that we need to heal physically, how that can have to do with the chakra. There's a chapter on each chakra. There's exercises to do if you're a therapist or if you want to do these exercises on your own. I can't say enough good about Anna Diajudis' book. I was starting to read it and get interested in her work, I guess it was about 7 years ago, and I was in a meditation group, And I was just blown away by her work. When I read her book, I just couldn't believe how thorough it was, how well researched it was, and yet how very, very incredibly intuitive it is. Sometimes you don't find that together, being well researched and also very, very intuitive. So it's a really good balance between the head and the heart, and it's a beautiful, beautiful book. Let's see here. Moving right along. Eastern body, Western mind. That's the idea, Judith. Oh, okay. Moving on. Awakening Past Lives. I think that this book is really wonderful. I think sometimes when people talk about past lives, they can get caught up in this idea that, you know, it can be more about focusing on feeling good in this life about who they were in a past life than it can about resolving karmic patterns. I've heard people talk about being Louis the Sun King, being, you know, these sorts of very, very amazing figures in history. And I think if the energy is really gets galvanized around how amazing you were in a past life, then sometimes the purpose of that, of the past life, can get kind of, you know, looked over. I think that past life work, when we're really coming to a place where we're realizing who we were and who we are now, is when past life work is really, really useful, and it helps to inform us and helps us to change in this life so we can become more authentic. I encourage you to check out Awakening Past Lives, A Step-by-Step Guide to Self-Exploration by John Amoroso. This book changed my life. This is an amazing, amazing book. I've just started offering past life regression work, figured out my own story, and figured out, you know, how I've held some energy in my life that wasn't the best way to use the energy. This comes with a CD or two CDs, I can't remember which, that take you through the exercises. My really good friend Barbara Graver, who has an amazing radio show in her own right, she just changed the name of it. It was called The New Age Review, but I know she just changed the name of it. She had this guy on her show, and he is just awesome. He just really understands the purpose of past life work, that it isn't about glamorizing the life that you had. It's about understanding how to move through the more difficult energies in the life that you find yourself in now. So I can't say enough good about Awakening Past Lives by John Amoroso. Check that out. This is, again, work you can do with a therapist or with the CD. You can do it on your own as well. Okay, let's see here. Power versus Force, The Hidden Determinants of Human Behavior by David Hawkins. This is so amazing. This book helped me change the work that I do. I was able to realize that it's kind of like, if you guys are familiar with the Maslow's hierarchy of need, the idea that we have a plateau or where our energy is collected around a certain way of looking at things at certain stages. You know, so if we're in this place of survival at the bottom of Maslow's hierarchy of need, we're not going to be able to understand the energy of collaboration, and that we have to move through these places developmentally in order to grow. Well, Hawkins work does the same thing. It's based on the same kind of a premise. There's an amazing, amazing little chart in this book. Let me see if I can find it here. I don't know if I can or not. But it talks about how our energies are used at different stages. And you know how sometimes you'll have an interaction with someone where you'll be meaning one thing by it and they'll take it in another way. This chart shows why they do that and how you can stand in front of someone and tell them something that's different and how they will not understand it, and that has to do with developmentally and energetically where they're at in terms of their own interpersonal understanding. This book absolutely changed my life because I was experiencing, I had a job and I was being blamed for something I didn't do. And I was very, very frustrated and wasn't sure how to handle the situation. And this book had the exact same scenario I was experiencing, down to the letter. And I was able to see that the situation didn't have much to do with me. It had to do with the other person and that it wasn't a good fit for me. And if the term goodness of fit, you know, figuring out what a goodness of fit looks like for you is a powerful idea, then this book is not to be missed. It also talks about calibration, the idea that certain situations, certain experiences, certain social systems calibrate at a different energy in your body. This is used for muscle testing, if you guys out there are familiar with this. This is a really interesting dialogue too, but to me the most interesting thing about this book was this map of consciousness and the way that people understand what their motive is for doing things. I can't say enough good about this book, Power versus Force, The Hidden Determinants of Human Behavior. Let's see here. On to alchemical psychology. Anyone who is shamanic-based, who is earth-based, who's pagan, who is really, really drawn to the idea of the four sacred elements, earth, air, fire, and water, the book by Tom Cavalli, Alchemical Psychology, Old Recipes for Living in a New World, is absolutely fabulous. If you're drawn to this kind of energy, it draws on the Myers-Briggs, the idea that earth, air, fire, and water can be broken down along the Myers-Briggs, so earth being sensing, air being thinking, fire being intuiting, and water being feeling, and that we function in a certain way energetically within earth, air, fire, water, and that those things show up in our lives in certain ways, and that we act differently based energetically on where we are in these stages of our own development, our own awareness. It has to do with also the Middle Ages, the concept of the prima materia, which is this raw material that then is heated up or shaped or cooled, and it represents different expressions and stages of the soul. I just can't say enough good about this book. I wrote a paper when I was doing my grad work on the four sacred elements and working with the four sacred elements and how they showed up in dreams, how there were different kinds of trials in my dreams having to do with engaging these different elements. And then I got to read this book, and I didn't know what I was doing at the time. I was just like, wow, you know, there's all these different kinds of water in my dreams, and some are bogs and some are waves, and just the energy of the water, the energy of the fire. And anyway, I ended up writing this paper all about working with the elements, and then my dear friend gave me this book, and I just almost flipped out because it's just so amazing. And if you're drawn to, like I said, the four sacred elements, to working with nature, to different ideas that the soul becomes more refined and more aware of different parts of the self, and then can be more of an observer of the self in relationship to earth, air, fire, water work, to working and seeing ourselves as elemental beings, you'll love this book. You just love it. I can't say enough good about it. Okay, so on to Becoming a Medical Intuitive, the Complete Developmental Course by Tina Zion. I have done intuitive work for years, love working with helping women be empowered, love working with relationships, love working with helping people get better jobs or move out of the corporate arena and become, you know, entrepreneurs. Love working with counseling. There isn't anything I don't love in terms of all of this work, except for the medical intuitive piece. And people have asked me to do this, and they've always said that I'm pretty good at it. You know, I've gotten, compliments for my work when I've done readings about medical intuition, but I always base it on earth, air, fire, water work. So the kind of energy that they have and then the kind of responses that they might have around that energy. Tina Zion's book is amazing, and it has helped me to be more open to the idea of medical intuition and to understand it as having to do with, you know, connecting with our own bodies and connecting with the chakras. I really like her treatment of becoming a medical intuitive. I loved this book. It really, really helped me to move beyond that idea that I can't do medical intuitive work. And it really is something that anyone can do if they pay more attention to the body. And I've always been able to tell how people hold their energy in their bodies and where their energy is most greatly expressed. But when it comes to seeing diseases and things like that, I'm always like, and that's probably because in my family of origin, it wasn't okay to feel like we could, understand our bodies. So I always have spent a lot of time trying to not be in my body. And so anyway, her book really shifted a lot for me. But if you're interested in work with becoming a medical intuitive, I really recommend hers. I think it's wonderful. Okay, moving on. Virginia Satir, The Patterns of Her Magic. Virginia Satir was a therapist who did a lot of family work in the 1970s. She talks a lot about kinesthetic body work with families and how we hold energy in certain ways in our bodies and express it and how that has to do with our roles and how we see ourselves. This read is, if you're a clinician and you're looking for ways to work with families or maybe one single client, but Virginia Satir, just the way that she works with people is amazing. And if you're looking for ways to see your own experiences in your family and your own experiences in your life differently, and you really want to delve into someone who's done this work, a person who has a whole body and way of working with people, then Virginia Satir's work is wonderful. And that's called Virginia Satir, The Patterns of Her Magic by Steve Andreas. Let's see, we're down to 7 minutes. Boy, we're down to the wire. We're just zipping along. Okay. Tarot and the Journey of the Hero by Hajo Banjav. I think when I start up tarot classes in the future, I'm going to use this book along with Spiritual Tarot. This book really, really looks at archetypes and looks at, from a very archetypal perspective, the energies, and it's more literally like a Jungian analyst and how an analyst would look at each of the major arcana cards, from the Hierophant, the education of the hero, and it's all based on the idea of Joseph Campbell's hero's journey as well, the Wheel of the Fortune, the Calling, the Hermits, one's true name and identity. So this is a really, really wonderful book. And if you're looking for a great book about tarot from an archetypal perspective that really delves deep, Tarot and the Journey of the Hero by Hajo Banjav is wonderful, wonderful. Let's see. Right now I am reading E Squared by Pam Grout, 9 Do-It-Yourself Energy Experiments That Prove Your Thoughts Create Your Reality. I really like this book. The first activity she does has you looking for a certain color of car, and I was reading really, really fast the other day, and I didn't realize that we were supposed to say how many of those cars we'd see in 48 hours. There's exercises that she gives you where she proves to you that these new thought ideas of manifestation work. So anyway, I was doing the first activity about this, seeing this car, and I said I wanted to see yellow cars, and right then a yellow cab drove past. So anyway, this is really, really cool, and it makes you see, you know, how you live and your connection to manifestation really, really different. And it's very hands-on, it's very practical, and it really feels elevating. So I encourage you to check out Pam Grout, E-Squared, 9 Do-It-Yourself Energy Experiments That Prove Your Thoughts, Create Your Reality. So we're down to the 5-minute mark. I hope that you've enjoyed this exploration of the books that have really, really been pertinent in my own life journey. I encourage you to check out any that seem to appeal to you. And I really, really am happy to have been able to bring you this hour to share with you the books that really, really inspired me and helped me to change and grow and move into new places in myself. So have a beautiful, beautiful Thanksgiving. Join us next week for Jen Duchenne for that conversation about living authentically and showing up as a woman in your own way and in your own right and holding your energy the way that you need to. Thanks so much for listening to Inner Voice Intuitive Hour this evening. And I am going to take us out. Oh, and do check out my pages. Check out innervoiceintuitive.com. You can get on my mailing list, and I send out a seasonal newsletter. And also, along with that, I will be sending you out my free chakra balancing ebook, Chakra Balancing for Every Body and Soul, which can be turned into a workbook and used for your chakra work. So I encourage you to check out Inner Voice Intuitive, and I encourage you to check out Inner Voice Intuitive Tarot Guidance. Also check out our group page, the Intuitive Light Community, as well as Sacred Bracelet. Anyway, thanks so much for listening this evening. I hope that I shared something that helps you grow. Whatever you do between now and next week, go and make magic, inspire magic, create magic, connect to magic, share magic, because that is what we're here for. Take good care, everybody. Bye now.